man, I would not have gotten a divorce. I promise you that. And I even say this much. With what I know now, with the mind state I got now, and I've got texts from my ex talking about this is strange, and I didn't put these words in her mouth. She said, you know, Ken, I really respect you. That's what she texted me.
Check.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone.
Please,
and you're listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board. Long dick style.
This is Devo. Steve the Dean Williams. Give me your change, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Yo, cupcakes. This is C.T. Fletcher, and you're listening to the Man Mindset Dating Show for men with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move, buying you gifts, cooking and cleaning with a smile, and knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the...
It is game time!
You've been stressing and second guessing when it come to dating. Ain't no need to worry. This advice we're giving is amazing. Leveling up and the plan is progress. Time to get connected with the man mindset. Helping all my fellas till you got it together. Step it up for the better. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There ain't no limit to what you can be or who you can get. Start pulling high-value women because they know you legit. This is the man mindset. Hey, want to welcome you to the man mindset? Yeah, won't find any other advice like this. On point, never miss. This the man mindset. Yeah, let's go.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hope y'all can hear me. Hope y'all are good. I was just trying to find something to connect what we're going to be talking about. We're going to have a very, very good show today, breaking down some stuff that a lot of people don't understand and don't know. And if you're going down this road. And we'll talk about why a lot of guys are going to mess up because of what they're doing, but we're going to get deep in that. But I just want to welcome all you guys to the show. I'm your host, the Dean. Class is in session. Gentlemen, this show is 100% original, 100% authentic. We are the only ones that talk about things like this that get really deep. And we want to really educate and open your minds. You know, it's something I say when I do my single things, you know, all I'm trying to do is give you a new perspective, okay, that actually goes against your mindset, how you think, and how you see the world. One thing I always say, if you want to be a student of the game, gentlemen, I ask all you guys, this is how you begin, and if you don't begin this way, this is not the place for you, but go ahead, get your go to Hobby Lobby, Michaels, Target, go to all these places, or any of these places, and get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and get your 12-piece puzzle set. Dump the box. Drive home. Dump the puzzles. And learn the game. That's what we want you guys to do. I don't know why that shit's flickering like that. But I want to welcome you all to the guys. So, guys, if you have a question, go ahead and ask. If there's a question, just put a Q in there. We got you covered. But we're going to talk about some, man, I'm going to give you a new perspective on something that's been happening for decades. Gentlemen, when the PUAs, before most of y'all guys can remember, there used to be a thing called the seduction community. And the seduction community was, I'm trying to get my chair straight. And the seduction community, guys, was a place where individuals would come up with ideas or theory on how to manipulate women to get them in bed. And I don't know who invented it. I can't say who invented it, who started it. But they started to tell guys that the best way to get a woman is to be indirect. Meaning, guys, beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, and just, you know, wait it out and all this other stuff. And it still rears its ugly head today, but hopefully through this show today that we have, and lines are open, hopefully we can be able to help you guys, see the a new perspective on something that's happening with you, to go much deeper into just, because a lot of people will say, well, what's the best thing to do? Be direct with the woman or be indirect? Be direct with the woman or be indirect? We're going to go deeper than just a thing of being direct or being indirect, gentlemen. It's deeper than how you communicate to the woman. You see, the one thing that separates us from most people is we always are going underneath the surface of game to be able to help you young men out there understand why you're having the struggles you're having today because of the lack of things that are happening in your life and in your world. And one of those things that are happening right now is that a lot of you guys out there are looking at, if we look at indirect or direct, here's the trick that people are not teaching these young men. Both of these things come from an I do point when you are not standing on anything. You see, a person can be direct with a woman and still be creepy. A man can be indirect with a woman and still turn her on. Listen to what I'm saying. A modern male, a regular guy, can be direct with a woman and be seen as creepy, where a man can be indirect and turn a woman on. But Steve, if that's the case, how does that even happen? How does that even work? Because, you know, you always say you should always be direct with a woman. And that is true. But the one thing that most people don't understand about a man is learned and taught through game how to optimize how that individual thinks about his life and his circumstances in a way to solve certain problems real effectively, to explore his ideas of creativity, a sense of adventure, and all these things, and also think critically. And if these things help him make better decisions, it helps them take decisive action, and it shows a world that is much clearer to him What happens, gentlemen, is when he opens his mouth, no matter what comes out of it, it's going to touch a woman on a deeper level, whether he is direct or indirect. A lot of young men, you know, I always say, if you want to have sex, go ahead and just get it out of the way. Because I don't want you guys getting mad and then going over and trying to take a pill because you're mad and upset. Because most guys out here who don't have influence over themselves, this is all a part of it. They don't understand that being indirect to a woman, men don't do that. See, I want you to feel how this works. For the average guy, they don't understand that they don't understand the thing that influences them. Now, if we look at being indirect as the last domino, which we should never do, but I'm trying to help you out here, is that if we go backwards and look at the second to the last domino that pushes out indirect, that pushes out creepy, weird, and thirsty, is that what a lot of guys don't understand, nor will they ever understand until they get the proper coaching to learn actual game, is that every thought that they have influences how they think and how they feel. But more importantly, it's not about how they think and how they feel. It also, how they think is also an influence of how they perceive the world around them. How they are influenced. So if a man is not standing on anything, okay? A man isn't standing on anything, okay? And that man, hold on a second. Dude, if you haven't heard from me, send me an email, send me the receipt, and send me a number. It's that simple. You guys always get fucking coaching, and you never leave no fucking number. So how the fuck can I read your mind? So send me a receipt, send me your number, and I'll take care of it. Anyway, as I was saying before, for a lot of you guys out here, a lot of you don't understand why indirect doesn't work. Because indirect says more about you to the woman in a negative way than it does a positive way. Now, yes, it can be a double-edged sword. Definitely can be a double-edged sword, gentlemen. Because in one hand, you guys would say, well, if I'm indirect, I wouldn't get the woman. But if I am direct, I'm not going to get the woman because I'm going to be seen as weird and creepy. But again, if you listen to what I'm saying, you're absolutely right. Because your thoughts influence everything about what you think and what you feel. And you don't stand on anything as a man. You don't stand on yourself. You don't know yourself. Therefore, everything you do directly influences the results that you see of false expectation. Women don't want guy friends. They'll take a guy friend, but they don't really want you guys. And if they want anything about you, it's just so you can hang out with them. And what most people cannot understand and what most people do not get is that because of who you are and because you don't know who you are and because you don't have any kind of leadership skills to yourself, you are not clear on your thoughts. You are not clear or don't have an understanding that what you think is everything. It's everything. And every time you beat around the bush, you tell the woman you are a male that cannot handle a woman. Every experience, everything that you think about life, your circumstances, this is why most of you guys can't even talk to women. Don't even know how to express yourself to a woman. Don't even know how to ask for what you want, because everything that you want comes with thirst, greed, and weirdness. And women just don't like that kind of stuff. I had a loser guy I was talking to. And he knows I was calling. He's terrible, terrible. Allowing women to walk all over him. Allowing women to disrespect him. Allowing a woman to be his friend. But what I say to you guys, when it comes to indirect, like I was telling him, is that you guys don't know how to optimize your mindset to really trust you. And because you don't trust yourself, because nobody's ever told you the truth behind the curtain, that you are not going to win. You're not going to be a man. And you're going to do everything you see on those TV shows where the guy likes the girl and he's too chicken shit to open his mouth. Why would a woman want to be with someone who can't even ask for what he wants? But sometimes when we ask for what we want, it turns into a situation where you become weird and become creepy. And people don't understand how that works. People don't understand that you are going through a lot of feminine emotions, and yet you want masculine results. And you won't get that. You can't get that because you choose not to learn you. You choose to hide behind hanging out with women, being friends with women, and having the boring, utmost conversations with women. Getting back to the guy. So he was telling me some woman that told him wanted to be friends with him, asked him, how's your day? He asked me, what should I say? Wait, well, let me tell you what you should say. We need to have a discussion, because I feel like I'm wasting my time reading this message of yours, because you know I'm trying to get at you. And if you are not interested in me, that's cool, but don't waste my time asking me or saying good morning to me as if I'm your friend. So the ball's in your court, because it's either going to be great day or take care, goodbye, have a nice day. And what's so crazy is you guys are so scared of women that you would rather hang out with the food. Spend time with women doing what? Hanging out? What is that like? I've always wondered, what is it like hanging out with a woman for you guys that are always indirect thinking that she should like you or she should be with you or she should worship you or she should give you a chance and all these things? I ask you. With no experience, with no influence, with negative and with limiting emotions, behaviors, thoughts, and experiences, you are under the lie the woman that you're hanging out with wants to sleep with you. And every time you guys out here hanging out with the woman, every time you're spending time with that woman and you're not letting her know why you want to be there, you're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. But see, this is why I tell you that the game goes beyond indirect. Because you don't even have a sense of how important time is, because you don't see yourself as important. And if you don't see yourself as important, she's not going to see you as important. Because a man that sees how important he is not going to waste his time, his words, or his actions. He's not wasting that. Because why would he sit around and hang out with the food? Why would he sit around and do what you guys are doing, just sitting around hanging out with your girls that are friends, relating to girls and doing all that girlfriend stuff or the fake girlfriend experience, thinking that that's going to get you exactly what you want? Doesn't work that way in the game, but a lot of you guys are under the impression it does. But the only reason it does is because you guys are not being the masters of your own selves. You can't, if you cannot master yourself, gentlemen, I'm going to explain to you why your indirect game shows her what you actually are in the bedroom. See, the thing about a lot of you guys, when you get around women because you don't believe in yourself, you become discomfort. There is a great deal of discomfort when you get around women. Okay? That uncomfortable emotion that shows the woman you're a boring person. But because of your discomfort, it also shows her how impatient you are. But it also shows her that you will be quick to embarrass her if you don't get what you want. You don't think women don't recognize that? They do recognize that, gentlemen. 347, what's your question? How can I help you, sir?
And I feel like what you're saying directly applies to me, because I've noticed a lot of the times I don't exactly
get
nervous
around. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Can you say fucking hello and just stop? I mean, are you talking to me right now or are you talking to someone else? I'll be quiet and wait for you to talk to someone, because I know you don't talk to people this way. Do you know how to speak to people? How old are you? How old are you?
17.
How old?
17.
17. All right. Get some manners and grow up. Bye. Don't even know how to. This is what I'm talking about. You can't even. That's why I let him go. He can't even speak up for himself. He can't speak like a man and just start running off his mouth. Because most of you guys, at the core of indirect, is this one thing that most of you have that's going to always destroy who you are, and that is impatience. Y'all are very impatient. But as a real man, we have the ability to wait and delay and not get frustrated and not get agitated. We are cool, calm, and collected. And we are able to control the hunger that a man may have to want to smash. We are in total controls of ourselves. That's why women lose control over us, because we're not trying to push things. Okay? We're not going to do that. So let me get to this right here. I was doing my puzzle and I got stuck for some odd reason. I got frustrated and honestly felt almost hopeless. Not sure why I got so upset. Is it part of the process? No, it's not. That is absolutely not the process. But I guess it's odd that I'm talking about it right now, because you have a lack of patience. Therein lies your biggest problem. You have this microwave mindset, Junior, that you want everything to happen when you want to snap your fingers or blink your eyes and think everything's going to happen for you, and it doesn't. It doesn't work that way. But see, when you have game and you have patience, see, a man is not direct and a man is not indirect, gentlemen. A man just is. See, when you say to yourself that I'm going to beat around the bush and walk on eggshells, I'm going to be indirect to her. Who's living in your mind right now? Who's running your mind right now? Because a man that is never going to get caught up in any kind of emotional impulses that most of you guys who are indirect get caught up in, to have all this impatience. It makes you more sensitive, and it makes you less aware of what's going on, because it will create stress and it will overwhelm you, because there's a part of you that actually wants to say something to that woman, but then there's another part of you that's afraid of, if I say something to her, I'm going to lose her. Go after her, I'm going to lose her. If I tell her how I actually feel, she's not going to want me. And you don't have, and the things that she's looking for, you cannot possess those things because you don't have any poise. You don't have any peace or control over yourself. Hold on 1 second. Area code 347, what's your question? How can I help you? 347 going once, 347 going twice.
I wanted to apologize.
No, listen, motherfucker, stop calling me. You're 17 years old. You're too goddamn young to be here. Stop calling me. You don't need to apologize. Grow up. When you get older, call me. Do not call me again. The fuck off my shit, man. This ain't for you 17-year-old kids. It's for you 18 and older. When you have game, you will have this ability to constructively, critically, creatively, and also analytically be able to enhance who you are. See, you guys can talk to her in ways, you can talk to her in an indirect way. And I'm explaining how a man does it. You can talk to a woman in an indirect way and turn her on. But what most of you don't even understand in this is that the indirect is what the woman is feeling from you, what she is sensing from you. She's sensing things from you indirectly of who you are, because everything you talk about, you stand on. But she is seeing things beyond the scope of what you think you see things, because she can finally see this man has clarity. This man can make decisions. This man can overcome things. This man is a bad motherfucker, and he doesn't even flinch at the sight of me. Indirectly, doesn't flinch. Doesn't indirectly show any kind of nerves. He doesn't indirectly look like he doesn't know what he wants to say. See, when it comes to indirect, gentlemen, and nobody's ever going to tell you this, it's the woman that should see you indirectly. She should see things about you that you don't have to broadcast. You don't have to hold up a neon sign that says, I'm a bad motherfucker, and if I get that pussy, I'm going to tear it up. We don't talk that way. We just talk. But indirectly, they can see that we bad motherfuckers. They can see we bad motherfuckers in the bedroom. They can see we bad motherfuckers out the bedroom. They can see we could talk them right out their motherfucking panties easily. But they indirectly see it. They indirectly see it. But what I'm saying to all you guys out there is that most you guys don't understand that it's always going to come down to how you are to yourself. And if your mindset, so if you look at the average guy, okay, the average guy has no communication skills. He has no kind of awareness for himself. And he doesn't have influence over himself. See, remember, I'm not saying the woman, because the game is not about the woman. I'm not saying the woman. I'm saying how he communicates to himself. He can't. He cannot influence himself. And he doesn't have any flexibility in who he actually is when he gets around women. So that individual is going to be the end result of an individual that's going to be indirect with a woman. You're saying is the wine paintings is, well, no. The wine and the paintings are for position. See, remember, everything we show you guys and how we do and how we move, we know why, because we are able to express it, defend it, stand on it. So the wine and the paintings are not indirect. Those are position. For her to see indirect things about us, creativity, imagination, a sense of adventure, a sense of sexual creativity, a sense of sexual adventureness. You see what I'm saying? They see that indirectly by the position. Because if you notice what I'm showing you, we talk to women. Because everything we're doing is what? Leading them where we want to go. Where the average guy is not leading himself anywhere. So he cannot lead a woman. So what he wants to do is talk at a woman, asking her about her day, asking her what happened at work, asking her what her favorite book is and asking her what her favorite TV show and things like that. So it's definitely two different, total different things. See, I want you to position the wine and I want you to position the paintings because indirectly through her eyes, not, see, you don't want to be indirect to a woman who then sees you not indirectly, but she's going to see you for what you actually are. You can wear that mask as much as you want to, but as soon, remember I told you, as soon as you open your mouth, they're going to know. So I'll give you an indirect. I'll give you an example of indirect. Ready? Here's an example. When you go online, okay, when you go online and you create a fake profile, that's indirect because that profile actually isn't you. So you go around taking these weird-ass pictures of you looking like you have a life or you looking like you're really a busy person that's fun and exciting. That's a fucking lie. That's not real. That's not true. But what connects that to the woman is when you open your mouth versus the guy that has an impactful profile and reinforces the profile by how he talks to the woman. And her indirectly is going to see, she's going to see you, but indirectly she's going to start seeing some of your skills without you having to say it. She's going to see you as a smooth talker indirectly. She's going to see it. You as a smooth talker. You as fun, exciting, different, intriguing, mysterious. All these things. She is going to start to see those things. She's going to start to see power and influence in you. You know what I mean? If that makes any sense. She's going to start to say to herself, who is this guy? Who is this guy? But remember, guys, indirectly, gentlemen, indirectly, she's going to see that he is a master of seduction. Why? Because being with him, she's becoming seduced. She's soaking in and becoming seduced by the conversations. See, the seduction or the draw-in, this is different. It's a different, I'm telling you, it's day and night. It's y'all, and this is why I'm showing you why most of you guys will win. Because the average guy, again, 98%, take out the gay dudes, 98% of these guys out here talk to women about a bunch of nothing that leads nowhere. It doesn't lead anywhere. But even though we're not her lover, even though we haven't had her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air, it's odd we talk to her like we already have, because we never change who we are for her. See, all these things, if y'all look at what I'm saying and y'all notice, maybe even in yourself, a lot of people, this is why they don't have that influence, because they're already influenced by the woman. I talk to them like we've already fucked. You know, I'm not saying like, hey, bring that, you know, I'm saying when you first meet a woman, say, hey, bring that pussy over here. You don't say that, or you don't talk to her that way, gentlemen. No, absolutely not. But what she has to realize and what she sees in you, okay, there is, this is what you got to understand. If you look at a woman, as I showed you, the levels of a woman and why you get certain kind of treatment is based on where you're at with the woman, because nobody tells you. See, most of you guys will either get C, creepy behavior, or B, friend zone. But you'll never get the best of the woman because, see, she cannot even herself to her core self because of the landmines that are surrounding her mind to keep her exactly trapped where she's at. But what happens if she meets a man that is the landmine? See that? Because you're trying to reach a goal. A lot of you guys stumble because you're trying to reach the goal. And this is why everything goes wrong for so many of you guys, because you're trying to reach something and you don't even think about how you should reach it and how it should work. And it doesn't work that way. Oh, wait, let me take this off. So let me take this off. All right. Hold on, I'm sorry. I apologize. I had that on. Code Steel. But, okay, all right, Cold Steel, this is what you have to understand. I think a lot of you guys don't get it. what you are saying, guys. This is very important. This is why you guys fucking lose. A man doesn't be playful, dominant, and try to tease women. That's an I do because you're faking it. I am playful, dominant, and I can tease a woman. So, Cole Steele, this is where your loser mentality comes from. Because this is actually not you. You are trying to portray a role or lie to the woman and try to be something that you're not. Do y'all see what I'm saying? When you see, and I appreciate the question, Steele, but listen to what I'm saying. Being playfully dominant, how do you be playfully dominant if you ain't playfully dominant? You lie and you fake it. How can you tease a woman when you're scared of a woman and you don't even know how to tease her? And let me ask you, what is playfully dominant going to do? Tell me, Cold Steel. What is playfully dominant going to do? And tell me, what is teasing a woman going to do when she recognizes you're a loser? Losers equal liars. So tell me. So what do you guys think? What do you think you're going to get, Cold Steel? I'd like to know. What do you think you're going to get by being playfully dominant and teasing the woman? For what? Because half these women know, they know you like them, but they pretend like they don't know you like them. Because why would you be playfully dominant? What the fuck does that mean? Playfully dominant. By doing what? I'm waiting, Cold Steel. And guys, I'm going to show you why Cold Steel is weak. Because he's this sad shit and can't even back up the silly shit he's saying. And thus, this is why women don't like motherfuckers like him. Tease the woman. Why would I waste my time playfully being dominant? And why would I waste my time teasing her if it ain't going anywhere? Where the fuck is it going? Tell me. I'm waiting, Cold Steel. Do you see how it looks when somebody doesn't believe in who he is? They come up with shit. Y'all see that? They come up with these terms. But, okay, Cole Steele, I appreciate you replying. But break the ice to make her laugh for what? Let's go. Keep going, Cole Steele. For what? Because Cole Steele, which you don't understand because you don't have game, is you ready, Cole Steele? What laugh are we talking about? You just said laugh. I'm asking you, what laugh are we talking about? What laugh are you talking about, Cold Steel? Because apparently you don't even know what the fuck I just said, because that shit went over your head. Freelance Ronin. That's what I'm starting to say. When that shit go over your head, I'm just going to say Freelance Ronin. That's all I'm going to say. Because that's the one that started this shit going over your head. Freelance Ronin. So I'm saying, Cold Steel, I'm asking you, break the ice to do what, number one? But number two, I'm asking you, what kind of laugh are you trying to make her do? Because, unfortunately, because you don't have game, you think all laughs are equal. And, bruh, they are not equal. All laughs are not equal. Smiles are not equal. All blushes are not equal. Because you, again, most of you are so high on the surface that y'all don't even know the depth of game that I'm just saying. So what I'm saying to you is, wait. Let me ask you a question. Breaking her ice to do what, Cold Steel? Why are you breaking her ice. What is that supposed to do? I like to know what is breaking her ice supposed to do? And I'm waiting for him to at least say something. Because right now he's saying, oh, shit, I should have shut my mouth and let this motherfucker run. For example, if she dyed her head red, oh, my God, your hair is on fire. Are you metrosexual? Oh, my God. Girl, look at your hair. Oh, my God, this is not rooted right. Look at this, girl. Oh, we got to get you to the beauty. Who the fuck talks about a woman's hair? Unless he's pulling it. Are you? No, Dangerous, he ain't standing on shit. He's standing on bullshit. He ain't standing on anything. He's standing on bullshit. So you go, okay, but tell me, Cold Steel, what is telling her her hair is on fire? What is that supposed to do? What is that supposed to do? Tell me, what is that? What is that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, your hair is on fire. Oh. Really, Cold Steel? To loosen her up. Wait. Telling her hair is on fire is going to loosen her up to do what, Cold Steel? To be more interested in talking to keep. Where's it leading? You just making a blank fucking statement. Where is it leading? And that's why they lose interest. Because listen to his I do's to be more interesting. What man do you know gives a fuck what a woman thinks about him? I'm not trying to be interesting to a motherfucking woman. You ain't got no shoot. Wait, shoot what shot? You ain't got no shot. You know what you are? You're that toy gun when you squeeze it, it sticks out and it says bang. You ain't got no shot. You shooting your shot, telling a woman her hair's on fire. Please explain to me. Please connect the dots. So I guess, guys, when you see a woman's hair on fire, you say, oh, girl, your hair's on fire. Oh, guess what? Oh, I'm just shooting my shot, girl. At what? What the fuck are you shooting your shot at? What are you shooting your shot at? You brought up Halloween and asked her if she likes scary things. She said yes and asked her to come with me to Halloween theme park. That is that a direct thing? Should I say it differently? J.A., let me ask you a question. What is your situation with this woman? Are y'all dating? Are you fucking? What are you doing? Let me know. What I don't understand. What is your situation with this woman? Y'all are dating? Okay, J.A., have you fucked yet? J.A., have you got the pussy yet? I'm waiting, J.A., just say yes or no, y'all dating. So, wait a second, J.A., have you smashed? So, you just hanging out with the food? So, all you're doing is like hugging and kissing right now, J.A.? Is that what you're doing? Wait, so you haven't fucked yet? Wait a second, let me get this straight. Why are you dating her and you haven't fucked her yet? Jay, how is it that you're dating her and y'all haven't fucked yet? How old are you, kid? J.A., how old are you? How old are you? Something is not right here. How are you dating someone and you haven't even fucked yet? How old are you, man? How old are you, J.A.? You got 10 seconds to answer that question. How old are you? Because there's something odd right here. And I've got a sneaking suspicion you're a kid. So let me ask you a question. How is it that you are dating someone that you haven't even fucked. Why are you dating her? Why are you dating her? What are y'all doing? Hanging out? Why are you taking her to a haunted house and she should be haunting on your dick? I don't understand. So you're wasting your time taking somebody out that doesn't really want to fuck you. Because believe me, these motherfuckers want to. I'm starting to feel like that, dog. I'm starting to feel he a kid, man. Because there's something wrong with a guy that says this whack-ass weak shit. That's like Cold Steel would say some shit like that. Where's that whack shit he said, man? You asked her if she likes scary things. She said yes. And you asked her to come with me to a Halloween theme park. Is that a direct thing, or should I say it differently? No, I think you should get off this show because you're a kid. This ain't for you. Hi, is it okay if we go to if we go get a malt shake and we can put two straws in it and drink it together? Man, you sound like you a kid with that shit, dog. Just don't talk to me anymore. You stay in this room, but don't talk anymore. You ain't 19 years old. Don't lie to me like that again. Y'all are dating. Get the fuck out of here. Wait. You know what the problem is? A lot of you guys think you're dating, but she's just spending a few crumbs with you. You're telling me, how old is she? There you go. Let's ask that question. Tell me how old she is, J.A. How old is she? How old is this innocent, pure girl that's has a chastity belt on and that's staying up in the ivory tower and stuff? How old is she? I'd like to know, because this is why y'all lose, because y'all so goddamn indirect. Y'all beat around the bush, walk on eggshells, and you can't even talk her out her goddamn panties. I'm asking you, Jay, how 18? Let me ask you a question. What is a haunted house supposed to do? Tell me, J.A. I want you to tell me. Because we already fucked Cold Steel, love, so he should be quiet for now. But, J.A., what is taking her to a haunted house of fucking supposed to do? How is that supposed to change up the dynamics of your quote-unquote date? Please explain that. Can somebody explain? Jay, I want to know. I'm waiting, Jay. Explain that. How that works. How does a woman, or taking her to a haunted house, what is that supposed to do? And y'all don't even look and consider things. Man, no. See? Y'all see this, guys? Y'all know I'm a bad motherfucker, and I don't want to pop my collar. I don't want to pop my collar. Do y'all see why y'all lose? And I want all you guys watching to see this. This is what he actually is, a slime ball. J.A., and I say this with love, guys, and I want you, Todd, I got you, guys. I say this with love. J.A., you're a loser. Gentlemen, let me explain this, and I want you guys to see it, because I want you guys to see what kind of fuckboy shit you losers do. This is what he wants to do. So we can go to my place after, right, guys? Right now, guys, I want you to snap that photo of your eyes so we can go to my place after. That's what he really fucking wants. But look what he says. I brought up Halloween. Listen, guys, I'm going to say I want to show you how cold game is. I want to show you where y'all losers go wrong. I brought up Halloween. but his honest truth is so we can go to my place. The main thing, he wants to go to his place. But here's the thing, J.A., if you've never kissed her before, why would she go to your place? You got to think. See, this is what I'm saying, guys. Y'all don't even have enough common sense to think. You haven't kissed, touched, or done anything sexual. So tell me, J.A., what is she supposed to do at your place if you go? What is she supposed to do? I'd like to know, Jay. Tell me. What is she supposed to do? Tell me. What is she supposed to do at your place? Jay, tell me. Tell me. What is she supposed to do, J.A.? And see, this is what's wrong with y'all guys. Because you are being creepy, you're lying, you're being deceptive, and this is why they don't fuck with you guys. Because you didn't really want to take her to the haunted house. You're trying to get her to your creepy-ass haunted house. Right, exactly. Just like a loser. Let's go to my place, Netflix and chill. Do you see how bad it is? Let me get this straight. You want to get it at your place to Netflix and chill, so you bring up a haunted house. Are you serious? Why don't you just meet her at the library? Why don't you look up, if you want to, I can look up knitting classes for you. I can look up knitting. Would you like me to look up knitting or something? Maybe the two of you can do like swim dance together or some shit. Netflix and shit. Do y'all see why y'all lose? And dog, if you got a question, please put the question behind the queue, sir. But this is why y'all lose. Because you're being so indirect with the woman. Why in the fuck, if you're dating someone, listen to what he said. I brought up Halloween to her. Why didn't you bring up going to your house first? So we can get all that out the way. And before we go there, if you want to, there's a haunted house that we can go to. But this is why y'all lose, because of the lack of experience you guys have. No experience with women whatsoever. So you guys tippy-toe around and talk at them and not talk to them. Oh, there's this haunted house. I want to know if you can go. Oh, boy, that haunted house was scary. Oh my God, I see your red hair, and I just want to tell you your red hair is on fire. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't we go to my place? Wait, why don't we go there? Well, I thought, wait a second. I thought we're just friends. Watch, I'm telling you how this shit goes. I'm telling you. So what were all the other dates for? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. You ain't talking to me. I don't know. So, please put a cue there. No. Okay. Wait a second. Hold on, God. You can't do it because you have no experience, man. I told you, when you ain't gamed up, it's a double-edged sword. You can either be in the friend zone or be a creep guy to her, dog. You ain't winning this shit, dog. No, you can't. You can tell her to come to your place, but she's going to say, I thought we were friends. Why are you rushing this? I'm a woman, and I want to take my time. And why would you rush me? When it happens, I want it to be so special. All that shit, man. You fucking up because you wasting time talking about a bunch of bullshit. Are you supposed to call women out when they call you babe, daddy, or other pet names in conversations? I always ignore it, but I want my mouthpiece to be better in these situations. Well, I don't believe she's calling you these things. I think you're lying, man. I think you're lying. It's just like with J.A. There's something off with you. How can a woman call you all these things and you ain't got no mouthpiece? Shit, that don't make no sense, dog. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. These strippers and whores will call you baby and daddy and pet names. But a woman ain't calling you that shit. Something is wrong, Russ. There's something off with that shit. There's something really off, man. What is the smartest way to go about moving with a girlfriend with bills and stuff? Why would you move her? Wait. M-Dog, stop. Stop. Please don't play house. Why? Please explain to me. Why are you moving in with this woman? Please tell me why. Please tell me why. Because, gentlemen, I want to give y'all an example what's going to be robbing you motherfuckers in the next, probably in the next 11 years. Because this guy's going to move in with this woman, have unprotected sex, have some kind of fucking kid, and shit's going to go crazy, and that little motherfucker's going to be robbing us. So I want you to tell me, why are you moving in with your girlfriend? Why are you paying bills? Why are you moving in with her? Why? Please tell me why. Maybe we can give you a mannerism. The power of game compels you. The power of game compels you. Because why the fuck are you moving in with a girlfriend and talking bill? Man, how old are you asking these silly questions? This is crazy to me. Why are you, tell me, I'm listening, brother. Let us know. Why are you moving in with this woman? Yeah, it's got to be he's pussy whipped.
Well, I
brother, you can break bread with this woman from the comfort of your own house. And if you saying break bread, then I'm telling you, please, for your sake of who you are, please don't move in with this woman, because you have no sense and no idea talking. Talking like this tells me you don't have any game. And I'm telling you, talking like this, you sound like you're a little dumbass kid that's watched too many rap videos and too many motherfucking gangster movies. You are too damn young. That is not a reason to move in with a woman. Because, Mr. Break Bread, you asking me about bills. Talking about she going to break bread, but you asking about bills. Come on, stop that shit. Hold on, let me get to this guy right here. All right, GOT, call in. All right, look, this is what I'm going to do. You asked me a question. Wait a second. Hold on. Time out. You asked me a fucking question. That shit doesn't sound right. But Big Dick McGriff, there's the number. Call in. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a minute. Don't listen. You asked me a question. See, this is y'all's problem. I'm not your fucking friend. I don't give a fuck about you. So I'm going to keep it a buck with you, whether you're my friend or not. But if you don't like what I'm saying, fuck you. But no, please call in. Please call in. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait. Let me dissect this one. Watch this, guys. Liberty, I got you next. Hold on, guys. Wait a second. Now, let's look at this, gentlemen. Let's look at this. He says, oh, wait, no, wait. He says, you act like everyone in your chat is a virgin or a loser. Who the fuck says I want my mouthpiece to be better? You ain't got no mouthpiece, motherfucker. So who says? You are admitting you're a loser. But that's the thing you got to admit to become a winner. You're a loser. Okay. Does a winner ask this question? Tell me. And I'm not being a dick here, guys. Tell me. Does a winner ask this kindergarten question? This romper room fucking ABC's coming. Does a motherfucker that's a winner ask this question? Well, Steven, what do I do when they call me babe and daddy and other pet names? And you think you're a winner? Guys, I'm not a dick here. I'm just showing you why they lose. I didn't say you wasn't a virgin. Yeah, you are a loser, but I didn't say a virgin. I get a piece of pussy. But what winner asked this question right here? And yet I'm the bad guy. He asked me the question, and he didn't like the answer. He asked me the question, and he didn't like the answer. He didn't like the answer. And that's not on me. You can't get mad at me for that. Thanks, Box, huh? Entertain bitch-ass talk. You don't even know how to respond to... Okay, listen. And that's even Dangerous Russ caught that shit. Let me explain something to you, big dog. Only a woman that calls you daddy and baby and all that shit is either a prostitute or a stripper. Your woman ain't saying that shit to you. Because if she's saying that shit to you and you ain't saying nothing back, she ain't saying that shit anymore. So something is not right. So why do I need to entertain weakness? I'm a winner. I'm a winner. Why would I entertain loser thoughts? I answer your question. You just didn't like the answer of the question. You ate the red pill for being against marriage, but when a motherfucker wants a relationship... Wait a second. Why do y'all think y'all can stomp me with this? Wait, Liberty, I got you. Liberty, give me a second. Liberty, I got you next. Gentlemen, let me break this bitch down. I asked you, why are you moving in with her? You said she's going to break bread. You didn't say relationship. Guys, am I wrong here, gentlemen? All my dogs? Did I not ask why he wants to move in with that bitch? And he said she's going to break bread. He didn't say a relationship. Wait. Why are you getting mad at me? Wait a second. Gentlemen. Did I or did I not ask this dumb asinine fool why is he moving his girlfriend in? He said to break bread, and when I, just like the other guy, when I challenged him, he in his fucking feelings. I'm saying don't do it because all you're doing is wasting your time playing house, and all that's going to happen is you're going to get her pregnant on 361. All you're going to do is get her pregnant. And what's going to happen is that little motherfucker's going to rob me in about 10 years because y'all motherfuckers ain't going to be able to handle shit. You talking about breaking bread and you want to live with a woman and that's all you think about is because she's breaking bread and you're asking me, hold on, guys. Excuse me. Allow me to please back up one second. I got you, 361. One more second, 361. Allow me to back up one second here, gentlemen, to make sure that everybody understands what he was saying. Okay? He's saying, what is the smartest way to go about moving in with a girlfriend with bills? Motherfucker, if you can't pay bills or understand bills, you shouldn't be living with a woman. You shouldn't. You go fuck up. I'm telling you, you'll fuck up. Let me grab some of these calls. I got you, Liberty. Let me grab these calls, my brother. 361-347-NEXT. 361, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's up, Steve? This question isn't really about, like, women. It's more about, I feel like ever since I got my more confidence and working on myself, I feel like I just became unlikable. Like, everywhere I go, people just really don't like me. Like,
you're lying.
Like most people,
you're lying.
Don't like me. I'm just
tell you why you're lying. You're lying. You want me to tell you why you're lying?
I mean, I don't think I'm lying. I'm pretty honest.
Okay, you want me to tell you why you're lying? Because let me ask
why?
You. Okay, let me ask you $1 million question.
Yeah.
Why do you give a fuck what people are thinking about you? Why do you
I
care?
Mean, I usually don't, but I mean,
No. See, wait. A man ain't usually. A man just is. So you're lying. So you can continue what you're saying, but at the end of this, I'm going to say you're lying because you're talking about I do's. That's all you're talking about. You ain't talking about no real shit. So you just want to tell me that what? Now you got this false sense of confidence that people are what now? Say it again, sir.
They just don't like me. They just really, like, I just really crawl into their skin.
Okay. Yeah. So wait. So why aren't you calling me and saying the squirrel doesn't like you since you got your confidence? Why don't you tell me the birds don't like you because you got your confidence? Or the fucking rabbit hopping don't like your confidence? This is why I know you're fucking lying. Because a man doesn't give a fuck what other people are doing. So you recognizing people not liking you is weakness.
Mm.
But please continue your lie. So people can hear, because it's amazing why y'all lie to yourselves. It's amazing. But please continue. I'm listening.
I mean, I don't think I'm lying to myself. I actually really like myself. I think I'm pretty awesome.
Listen, wait, sir. Liking yourself and having game is two different things. See, here's the problem. Listen to what you're saying. I got you next at 647. I want you to make sure you listen to what you just said. You said, I like myself.
Uh-huh.
Do you think those words will ever come out of my fucking mouth? I'm obsessed with myself. I love myself. All I need is me. But you like,
well, you know, I like myself.
Okay. So earlier you said I do, motherfucker, and I am, and I was like, I don't know what that means. So that metaphor went over my head.
Well, an I do, motherfucker, is you. You're living outside of yourself because you're allowing things outside of yourself to dictate who the fuck you are. So you're living in an I do world. You're not living in the I am with motherfuckers with real confidence. That's real about this shit. The real ones don't give a fuck about what people think. And the real ones don't like themselves.
Hey, there's a lot of times where I'm like really confident, I'm the shit, and then I just notice.
But
that
you
people
either,
just don't
okay,
fucking
sir,
like me
sir,
at
please,
all.
It's just simple. You either have it or you don't. And if you got it, sometimes it means you ain't got it at all. Okay. You either got it or you don't, and you don't got it because you are
okay,
sometimes male and you're not an all the time man. You see the difference? Sometimes.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you. I should even put in more work. Thank you for clarifying that. I need to put in more work, so.
I appreciate that. And I got you 647. 1 second. Liberty, I got you. Listen to this shameful-ass, weak-ass shit. You learned game from the pickup community didn't have game. Do you understand the pickup community went across the street like most people usually do and steal shit from black people and try to call it game? So if you had all this game, how's that you couldn't answer a simple question when a woman calls you baby and all this other stuff? If you had game, then how the fuck don't you have a mouthpiece? Do y'all see this shit I'm saying? This is crazy how these motherfuckers talk. I'm sorry, 647. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
Oh, it's all good, Steve. I just want you to know, love the show. I just wanted to know what your email is. I can't find it on the website, and I've been asking these clown ass bots for like half an hour.
What is that, sir?
I just want to know your email. That's the way to contact you, business inquiry.
Well, the man mindset at gmail.com, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you have a good day, sir. All right, so as I'm saying, guys, let me get back to these things. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. Losers come from the pickup community because losers back then were wearing black fingernail polish, goggles on their head, boas, and all that other silly shit. So what the fuck you mean? Y'all were losers. My God. Yes, I did watch Game of Thrones. You can ask a question. Absolutely. I will be happy to answer that question. If having a budget and going half is not the way, then the only option is to do it all by myself and not be in a relationship. The first relationship you should be in is with yourself, brother. That's what you don't understand, young man. Why are you playing house with a woman? If this woman is actually going to break bread for you, she will break bread for you even if she's not living with you. So something is wrong. Talk to women needs work, which I call my mouthpiece anyway. But when I'm out, I talk to women to get out of my shit. But wait. Liberty, I'm sorry. I got you, Liberty, I promise. Wait a second. There's a chink in this shit. Listen to what he's saying. Talking to bitches to get out of his shell. And he says he learned his game from the pickup community. Y'all see how he lose? The game is not about women. The game is not about women. So what are you doing? What is a woman? How is it that in order for you to get out of your shell, you got to talk to somebody, a woman? Oh, my fuck. Oh, my. Y'all think I'm trying to be mean. Y'all think I'm trying to be mean. I'm breaking this shit down, dog. See, motherfuckers that got game. See, game recognizes game, son. And if you ain't got game, you got to admit you don't know anything. But your ego is fucking you up because all you're doing is digging a hole by opening your mouth, talking about I break out of my Mr. Pickup Artist community. I break out of my shell by talking to women. Fuck out of here. We don't do that because we're men. We're men. I got you, Liberty. Let me get to my dog, Liberty, because I know Liberty asked a question. And I promise I get his question. Hold on, Liberty. Liberty, let me see. Liberty, if you're only looking to hook up and just want to fuck, how many dates would you go back? Okay. Liberty, here lies the problem, Liberty. And this is where your common sense has got to kick in, Liberty. Oh, my God. Y'all got to think. Liberty, all I'm saying is to think. That's all I'm asking you to do is think. I know you want to fuck, Liberty. But here's the problem. The guy that wants to fuck and takes a woman on a date for the purposes of fucking, you're tricking. Because you're trying to manipulate a situation by trying to feed her. But here is why you're not going to fuck. Because you're already placing a judgment on these women that you're saying, well, you know what? Fuck your beliefs. Fuck that you have judgments. Fuck that you have morals. Fuck that you have values. And fuck the fact that you don't even trust me. Let's fuck. Do you actually think a woman's going to open her legs? You're doing it all wrong, Liberty. Because what you understand is you're being indirect. You got to show the woman why. Women are not just going to fuck with y'all weak motherfuckers. So you're looking at how many I do's is going to take to get some pussy. You ain't going to get it. Then you'll be the first one running over to the red pill because you're like, oh, that's fucked up. I took her out and all this shit. And she ain't giving me no pussy. Because just like the other guy, all you want to do is fuck. So I'm saying to you, either get it out of the way so she can say no or call you a creep. Then lying and trying to manipulate her into thinking you actually want a relationship with her. saying you going on dates means that you want to have a relationship. That means you don't want to fuck her. You want to go down that street of maybe I want to get to know you better, have a relationship. If you just want to fuck, why not ask her what you want? It doesn't make any sense. Why can't you ask? I got you next. Why can't you just ask for what you want? Why are you so scared? It's going to be a no, so you might as well accept it. Is it okay to let women? Wait, is it okay to let a woman you're seeing text other women as you? Well, you always see the calculators going. Wait, is it okay to let a woman you're seeing text other women? Okay, I was talking about I'll tell you why. See, when you have game, all right, a lot of these women have boyfriends and shit like that. So you got to kind of train them on how to talk to their men. We always tell you all the time. We tell these women, you got to go fuck your husband. You know, go sleep with your husband. You know, entertain your husband and shit. We don't want y'all messing up. I don't necessarily want another woman to do that. But if you want to have some fun with her, absolutely. There's nothing really wrong with that if you're doing it. If you already got your thumb on her or thumbprint on her ass, that's just fun and excitement to do. That's just some fun shit. I can see that. I'm that's not really a bad thing. I had to rethink what you're saying. But, yeah, I mean, there's nothing bad about that. That's not really that bad. That's not a bad thing. Let me see here. Is the pickup community and the dating community the same thing or two different worlds? No. Okay, what is a dating community? What do you mean dating community? What is a dating community? I've never heard of that. What is a dating community? Lightning bolt. I don't know what that. What is a dating community? I don't know what that means. What is a dating community? That means I don't know what a dating community is. Yeah, if the game is not about women, why need game to get women if you're saying game has nothing to do with them? Well, sir, I don't get women, bitch. The bitches come to me. See that? Freelance Ronin. Hey, Freelance Ronin. I got, hey, if y'all knew, if I give a shout out to Freelance Ronin, that means the shit's going over your fucking head. See, you just missed what the fuck I said. I don't get women. I don't go out. Wait. What does that mean, get a woman? I don't do that. Who the fuck does that that has game? We don't get shit. Come to us. What do you mean, get them? Why would I bend over backwards, pander, and beg to get a number, beg and pander to get her to send me a text message, beg and pander for her to choose to go out with me, beg and pander to get a hug, to get a kiss, and to get told that we're just friends. Man, what the fuck are you talking about? Get. But see, this is why you need some help, Lightning Bolt, because your boat ain't strong, brother. All that shit you saying, man, that shit don't make any fucking sense. You can't get a woman to your place because you're weird. That's a weird, creepy question. You can't get a woman to your place, sir. What do you mean? Painting a Mona Lisa. Well, a Mona Lisa is really showing your creative side by letting her not only see, feel, think, she can taste, touch, smell these types of, when you're talking to her, you're moving her in such a level of thought that it goes beyond her regular thinking and stuff. Let's keep going. Respect, Steve, but I've been her man for 5 years and she wants what I want and has been supportive all along. If vetting her and being consistent is not enough, I need, well, you got dog. I don't give a fuck if she's been like that for 6 years. See, this is what I'm saying, man. How old are you? That's what I want to know. How old are you, man? How old are you? I don't know why you guys would. I need to know how old you are. MTA, let me know how old you are, because y'all are sad. Y'all are fucking sad. Why would you young motherfuckers be with one woman? Wait a second. Getting women is getting them to come to you, Steve? I'm not getting them. I'm not. I'm going to have to pull up a Tyler. Tyler, you know, I always love, I don't think he understands. I always like, I love these. I don't think he understands what we are or our kind. I don't think he understands it. So, let me show him what it sounds like when you're a man. Because I don't think you understand what it sounds like when a woman wants you. And I'll just play this one thing. I mean, this 52-second clip.
It's just like everything that you do and everything that you say, I really like. I can't really think of anything that you do that just gets under my skin. And it's kind of getting on my nerves. I don't know. I just think I'm losing it. Because you're like setting the bar so high.
Stop right there. See that shit? That's a lightning. I'll just leave it right there because I know you've never had a woman say that shit to you, so I know it's hard to believe. Okay? All right? I know it's hard to believe. All right? I know it's hard to believe and understand that, okay? Better question right here. How do I unlock her? Wait a second. So you're telling my motherfucking ass you're with your high school sweetheart and young man, let me explain something because it sounds like you hooked on the first piece of pussy you got. I truly believe that you need to go out there and spend some time out there and let your hair down before you make a committed decision like this. You're 21 years old. You have a lot going on in your life right now ahead of you. And you don't need to lock yourself down with one fucking woman. Now is not the time to play house. Now is the time to get your motherfucking mind and your money and your life in order right now. Instead of worry about her breaking bread, you need to worry about fixing your fucking life, man. So you want to move her in because y'all spent the last time of high school together and shit, junior. Wait a second. 10 years from that, five minus 21, so you were 16 when you met her. You were just a little pup when you met her. And now you want to move her in? Man, fuck, boy, you need some help. You need some help. Jesus Christ. Well, no, Lightning Bolt, that's not true because we're not a community. See, this is where you understand. If you pay attention, which you don't, we are not a community. When we get together, we're a community of independent thinkers. There is no such thing as a dating community. Like, okay. See, the PUA community, the Red Pill community, and all those other manosphere-type communities are butt buddy, rub up on other men and shit. That's what you understand. When you get around real motherfuckers, you'll see they don't rub up with other men and shit like that. They don't do that kind of shit. So I think you got the wrong idea, man. I think you got the wrong idea. No, he's fine. No, you're fine, Lightning. That's fine. He's asking questions. It's fine. He just doesn't. Look, Russ, remember I told you, right? I'm giving him a new perspective that goes against his perception and his reality. So he can't see what depth of game is because he's been so certain. He's been part of communities and shit. He doesn't realize he should be his own teacher in his own community, but He doesn't understand. That's why it's okay. He's asking questions, but he just doesn't understand. Not all this pickup has been, all right, come, wait, brother, says the guy that I'm breaking out of my shell for a fucking woman. Why do y'all got, you know what a student is someone that just shuts the fuck up and accepts that you don't know anything. You don't know anything. Following a community of booty snatching dudes that were losers. That's why you're a loser. Well, Steven, not all pickup is manipulative. Really? Okay, you're right. Oh, gentlemen. Okay, gentlemen. As I said before, gentlemen, I always try to, I like to bust these weak motherfuckers down. So, gentlemen, allow me, or no, you do it. Gentlemen, you do it. Copy this, guys, and put that in your browser. And I will show you how all these fucking places were manipulating. The fastest way, because there was a thing called a layer, guys, back in the day with losers and shit. The fastest way to improve your skills is to hang out with other guys, right? See that? With other guys is a collaborative effort to produce a complete list of groups of pickup artists. And look at all this shit. But let's keep going. Y'all see what I'm saying? I don't want y'all to see that. Y'all think I'm lying. Look at that shit. Look at that shit. Look at all this shit. Look at this. The Australian seduction community. PUAs with the latest routines and techniques. See that, guys? Routines and techniques. All they have is routines and techniques. Look at this shit. You can click on these things. All these motherfuckers. Routines and techniques and shit. But, hey, guys, he doesn't know that I've been in this game so long that I've seen that bullshit. And that's why you're here right now, because you're allowing women to break you out of your shell. I understand having game and having multiple women. No. The game is not about women. It's not about having one young man. It's the fact that you only have one. And I'm going to tell you what your problem is. Your problem is that you're going to cheat on your fucking wife, or she's going to cheat on you. Because once she breaks out of her shell and realizes that you're a loser and she can find a man with that, I'm just saying, M-A-T-A, you're going to lose. This is why. I'm not saying it's not bad having one, but right now you shouldn't be even thinking about relationships when you should be out there learning more about yourself. You can't learn yourself being locked in with one. Wait a second. If it wasn't for pickup, I would have never had a woman in my life, says the guy that he uses women for a shell. See that? Well, I'm glad you came here to evolve. I'm glad. Yeah, because I'm glad. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to wake you up. I'm just trying to wake you up. I'm not mad at you. I'm trying to wake you up. Wait, so I can work on my mouthpiece and be smooth with strippers and treat them like fleas. Well, a Liberty guy, I think you're in the wrong place. See, let me tell you why I don't like guys like you, Liberty guy, and I'm being honest. Because I can tell you came from a red pill space. Because why would you talk down to people like they're fleas that you I can't get rid of? It shows me that you have no sense of self, low self-esteem, low self-worth, and you're weak as fuck. Because why would you try to game a stripper? What is the purpose of trying to game a stripper, sir? It doesn't make any sense, man. Let me keep going. Is the game supposed to be about your journey? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Men don't judge women and stuff like that. Yeah. Have you ever seen Jerry Springer show? Have you ever seen? I don't think you remember Jerry Springer. Did it start off with Donahue? Was it Donahue first? Or I think it was Jerry Springer that did it first. Jerry Springer used to have a barrage of people on there because there is a thing. Let me explain something. I don't think you understand, young man, because you're still kind of ignorant, and I got you. There's got to be balance. There cannot be a what you call a echo chamber, as y'all call it. Y'all weak motherfuckers call it echo chambers that y'all are in and stuff like that, where everybody's saying the same thing and shit. I was fair and balanced. Didn't matter if I came on. I stuck on my street. I talked about street game. I never talked about any of that shit. I didn't see it, B's. Ask me that question. I didn't see it. Well, Lord, I was saying, you remember that Jerry Springer? Jerry Springer had, sometimes he had a clan, a cook. He used to have different people, but fair and balanced is that you need to have people on there all the time. And GOT, if you want to say, well, real game, no theory in fair and balance. Oh, yeah, it is, because we let y'all come in. Y'all call in anytime you want, because if you want to be a loser, you call in. And that's the balance. So, yeah, that's just weird to me why he would say that. But B, give me the question. I got you. Guys, lines are open. But I'll continue talking about this, but I want to help you guys. But what I'm saying is that you can't have influence over a woman if you don't know how to influence yourself. And that's something most of y'all don't even understand what influence is about, okay? All right? Because a lot of you guys don't get it. Y'all don't understand how influence works. As a man, I can influence everything on a woman because I have influence in every part of my life. I influence myself in everything. So I know how to influence a woman because I am influential. I can influence. You see what I'm saying? Let me see on a question. Wait, Tyler. Oh, wait. Let me get to your thing, Tyler. I'm sorry. Well, she's asking about the prom. She's like, it's all right, Tyler. It's not bad. I can show him this. What did you say to her? I mean, she asked you a question. I didn't see what you said to her. So let me get to the next question here. How do you get her to trust you and how to influence her? Young man, again, you need your paper of your I do and your I am. I don't want to get a woman to trust me. I'm not trying to force trust, and that's the problem. You don't force trust. You don't try to get a woman to trust you because at that point you're trying to manipulate a behavior. You don't invoke trust in women. What you have got to do is behavior modification by not judging women like most of you guys asking questions are doing. Showing the woman the emotional benefits by being with you, that is going to connect to trust. But you don't try to get a woman to trust you. You let her see why she should trust you by being around you. But if you're trying to get her to trust you off the general principle, you're trying to fuck her, then you ain't trying to get trust. You're trying to manipulate a situation. Is influence yourself by telling yourself to do something and doing it? No, that's not. It's more than that. Influencing yourself is being able to share parts of yourself to a woman that says, wow, this is an amazing guy. Icy, you can't, dog, this ain't for you. Icy, this ain't for you. I can't help you. I'm serious. I can't teach you how to beg women to come over. You don't influence women to come over. They just want to come over. I don't understand what all this is. Why does a man, why do you guys have to beg a woman or influence her to do? If you're doing anything for sex, okay, for you surface dwellers, then what's happening is you're trying to manipulate a situation. That's the problem. You're trying to manipulate a situation. You're trying to deceive her, okay? Nero Endog says, he says, sometimes I'm too nervous to do, you know, how to break being nervous. Wait. Sometimes I'm too nervous. Do you know how to break being nervous? Well, that's what I'm saying, okay? What I'm saying is that the problem is that this is going to be deep. Young man, if you get your little piece of paper that has your I do's and your I am, you're not nervous, sir. You're not nervous. You choose to be nervous. You're not nervous. See, nervous and your fucking feelings that y'all guys have are like clothes. You can take that shit off or keep it on. But you are not what you're actually feeling, because what it is you're feeling is a made-up feeling where you were not born in this world nervous. You were not born nervous. You created nervous. And as I'm saying, you created it, okay? Can judging trying to convince, well, remember, that's a problem. That's a judgment. See, that's a, see, if you're trying to convince versus just be, see, when you are standing on your square, which is new to you, when you're standing on who you are, okay, you know who you are and you stand on who you are, you don't have to convince her anything. She can recognize, she will recognize, like I said before, that you, are very interesting. She can recognize ambition in you. She can recognize that you can take control. She can recognize you're unapologetic for things you do. You're mysterious. You're a challenge. You have great sexual intensity and great chemistry, and you are a powerful motherfucking man. So you don't have to convince her this stuff. She's already going to know, okay? But yes, when you try to do that, it comes off creepy and weird because you're trying to manipulate her. See, you don't understand the judgments you're playing on a woman when you're trying to manipulate a situation. So GOT, let's see. All right, okay, off the river, I recognize I'm an injury. Well, that's all you had to say, because I knew there was something wrong with you, but I don't know your mind, but I knew there was something wrong with you. But being an introvert is also a choice as well, because that's not really you. That's a lie. But you'll learn that if you learn game. But what I'm saying is that how do I get to the point where I don't have to talk to women or men to break out of my shell? Because you're not communicating with the thing you need to communicate with most, and that is yourself. The problem is you're too busy communicating to men and women, but you're not communicating with yourself. And if you're asking what that is, when you have game, who you're communicating to is technically you're communicating to your blueprint, your detective, your studio, film room, guide, boardroom, warrior, mental gym, creative school, culinary school, library, senate, scribe, amusement park, marketing team, and drug lab. So you're actually communicating to those things. Blacksmith, you know, there's so many of those things, but I'm saying you're actually communicating to those things, but you don't even understand yet, because the problem is you need a mannerism to get out all of that bad PUA shit. That bad PUA shit or that red pill stuff is going to do more damage and harm to you, because it's like you came from a cult, and it's hard to change people who are from cults. Let's see here. How can judging or convincing? Yes, because you're placing, you're trying to manipulate a situation. You're trying to manipulate a situation. How can you choose to be nervous if you cannot control it? Well, Lightning, nervousness can stem from fear. All right, let's just look at it. All right, let's take nervousness. All right, Lightning Bolt. Grab your arm, Lightning Bolt. Stick your arm out and grab your arm. Grab your wrist, Lightning Bolt. You see that? You can feel you, right? Grab your fucking wrist, Lightning Bolt. Feel that. Feel it. Hey, grab your cheeks or whatever the fuck. Tap your head or whatever the fuck you want to do. Any one of those things. Smack your hand, tap your head, do those things. You can feel you. Now touch nervousness. Grab nervousness, touch nervousness, and put a hat on nervousness. Please. I'd like to see it. Go ahead and do it. Please. It'll be the most remarkable thing ever in the life of man. Go put a hat on nervousness right now because it's so real. Please, put a hat on them. So now you're just making shit up. So if you're in the middle of the sea and there's a shark and a guy experiencing fear, are you saying that he created fear? You're create. This is an I do situation. This is not an I am. You are not the boat. You are not the sea. And you're not the fucking shark. Those are I do's. Those are things outside of you. So what the fuck are you talking about? What you have is internally. Your nervousness is not outside of you. Well, it is outside of you, but you brought it inside. Nah, Joe, you wrong on that shit. Okay. So the nervous, I'm just looking it up so I can educate you, Joe. Let's see here. I don't know if it was Thomas Willis. Was it 1681? History of Nerves. As of 1681, the new word had appeared in English by coined by a guy named Thomas Willis. Okay? So this, you got, and the reason why I'm telling you this because you're taking something that someone has created, man. Somebody created that. Someone created a word that you're attaching it to, dog, and that's what you understand. I see. Again, if you're in the middle of the jungle, and I do, a tiger, I do. You're. Why are y'all guys comparing women to tigers and sharks? Can y'all please explain that to me? Why are y'all guys comparing women to tigers and sharks? Why don't y'all just say y'all scared of women and just be honest? Just say I'm chicken shit scared of women because I don't know how to be around. Women scare me. That's all you got to do. Just say that you're fucking scared of women. It's just amazing how y'all just make shit up. You're going to have a reaction to a tiger and a shark and a lion, I guess. But if you're having that same feeling of those things with a woman, you're a loser. If you're feeling the same way about a tiger or shark and a fucking lion that you do with a woman, you're a loser. It just doesn't make any sense. I try not to shut it down. I'm just trying to open your mind. But yeah, y'all are just all hypothesizing. Well, if I was walking down the street and I saw a meteor coming my way and I couldn't move, I mean, wouldn't you be scared? when you be nervous, when you be this and all that, man, get the fuck out of here with that silly shit, man. I don't understand why y'all do this shit to yourselves. This is why y'all lose, man. And y'all, wait, you know what? I'm going to show you why y'all lose. Because y'all talk about everything about the most important thing, yourself. You want to talk about lions and sharks and all this other shit, but you ain't saying nothing about your weak-ass self. Can you go in depth on the I? It's very easy. Get a piece of paper. Or I can tell you, the I do is everything outside of yourself. Lions, sharks, bears, and tigers, oh my. Seas and boats and all that shit that these motherfuckers were saying, okay? So the thing is that the I do is what most guys are living in that creates the I can't and the I won't. So when you are learn about your I am and connect your I do, then you actually know game. See, and the beautiful thing about it, DG, is that these guys know game. In 99% of their life, they have game, meaning that when they want to get out of the bed, they get out of the bed. When they want to turn on light switch, they turn on light switch. When they want to open the door, they'll open the door. But DG, I always give these guys a simple thing to do, and you can do it to see what I'm talking about, to understand the depth of game we're showing over here. DG, if you can just grab your pen right now, or all you guys can do it, but DG, I'm saying for you, is that I want you to grab your pen right now and put your pen on your table right in front of you, DG. If you got a pen, put it right in front of you, okay, DG? And what I want you to do when I tell you, DG, when I tell you to lift your pen up, I want you to grab your pen and say, I can't lift the pen. And I want you to lift the pen up. And then when I tell you to put the pen down, I want you to say, I can't put the pen down and put the pen down. Okay, DG? I want to do it two times with you, DG, to give you an understanding. You want depth of I do and I am. I'm going to give it to you real quick, very easy, okay? So you ready, DG? I'm going to walk you through this. You're ready. Grab your pen, DG, and lift your pen up. Go ahead and say it. I can't lift up the pen. Now, DG, put the pen down. Say it, DG. I can't put the pen down. DG, I want now this time, DG, instead of saying it, GG, let's get deeper. Let's go behind the next door. DG, now this time, when I tell you that to lift up the pen, I want you to think I can't lift the pen up and lift it up. And then when I tell you to put it down, I want you to think that I can't put it down. You ready? So ready? Just think to yourself and lift up the pen and think to yourself, I can't lift up the pen. And then put the pen down, DG, and think to yourself, I can't put the pen down. Here's the billion-dollar question, DG. Who is that voice? DG, who do you think that voice was that told you you couldn't do it and you did it anyway? It's the one thing that's controlling you right now, your fucking mind. One part of your mind is controlling you. Because if you realize that when you picked up that pen, you were actually in control of yourself. You were one with yourself. Your I am and your I do were one with yourself. So you did it regardless of even if you said it out loud, you didn't do it. If you did it correctly and you thought that you couldn't do it and you still did it. So what I'm saying is that this is where a lot of guys go wrong because they believe the lies and the stories out there. Okay. Yeah, please. GOT, send that. Yes. To the man mindset at Gmail. Yes, D, absolutely, sir. I'll be more than happy. Send it to me. And I'll lock that in. Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. Here you go, D. Send it the text message here. Go ahead. Send the text message right there, buddy. Swipe it. Hey. Do me a favor. Please scratch out her number. Scratch out her number, okay? Just scratch out her number. And I will show you where you were wrong. Just scratch out her number, okay? That's all I ask you to do. Because if not, I got to do it myself. It's going to take away. Okay, so let's continue. Let's see here. Let me see if I answer got any questions out there. But I understand you're terrified. Yes, I understand you're terrified. I understand that. And a lot of you guys, and I'm not knocking you for being terrified, but the problem is you're lying about being terrified. And because you are terrified, you don't want to be honest and say, I'm terrified. And that's the problem. You want to go around and skate around and talk about everything else but what's in front of you, which is the truth. Y'all are terrified ass motherfuckers. But what I'm saying to you out here is when you start to have more clarity of yourself, when you start to learn the skill of uncertainty, that's a skill, guys. When you start to want to push beyond those borders, y'all get it, but you got to be a student of the, that's like you, I try to tell you, I got to be a student of the game, a student of the game. I don't have to, okay. Oh, by my theory. Where is this theory shit? What theory am I getting? I don't understand by my theory. You say we create nervous and fear. Well, put the, okay, vote. Take a t-shirt and put it on fear. Put a t-shirt on fear. I cannot believe he's, dude. You know something about a man when he realizes he's talking to a wall. Oh, excuse me. When he realizes he's talking to a wall, he's gonna stop talking to that wall. So I don't think this is for you. Okay, this is not for you, because I'm trying to get you to see. Remember, I'm trying to give you a new perspective on your bitch weak ass reality. But if you don't want to see it, I can't help you. This is not for you. I can't help you. I see that. I can't help you. Can't help everybody. I can't help you. Do you recommend to get the, well, send me an email and I'll let you know. I want to spend some time with this girl outside of work, but I'm hesitant. Please leave her alone. Please leave her alone. Why the fuck would y'all do loser shit? Stop being a loser, sir, and leave women at your job alone so you don't have a sexual harassment case. Now, to say you'll get one, but please, y'all, okay? Please, all right? Okay? Please. Please, okay, sir? Stop fucking with women at your job. You're a loser. That's what losers do. Stop that. Stop doing that, okay? All right, let me see. I didn't get it yet, sir. I need you to send it again. I don't know where you. I didn't get it. Let me see. Motherfucker here. I have not got it. Let me see. I'll check my spam because maybe you sent it through spam or something. No, I have not. No, I have not received it yet. I didn't get it yet, GOT. I have not got it yet. I did not get it. Yeah, send it again. Me. As you should be doing you. Me. All right, guys, you know I have a book coming out. And I'm going to, listen to me. A lot of y'all going to think that I'm going to just try to separate my book from everybody else. No, I'm going to tell you right now. If all you're doing is reading a fucking book, you're fucking losing. You're losing. What does it matter what books I'm reading? I can tell you the books you're reading are fucking you up, because the first book you should be reading is the book on your fucking ass. But yeah, oh, wait, I'm sorry. No one ever told you that, did they? No one ever told you to ascribe you to yourself to read and learn yourself. But we do that. But again, don't ask about books, because that's why you're losing. What does it matter? You lose when you ask weak questions. You got to be better than that. Don't ask another man what he's doing. Men don't give a fuck about men like that. Don't ask men that shit. Send it again. Yeah, that's how it is, brother. But you know, you just can't talk to walls, dog. You just gotta. Yeah, I know. Fuck yeah, for real though. For real, absolutely. Fuck that. Let's see here. Very well said, sir. Very well said. Yes. Very well said, sir. Hey, God damn it. Very well said. But see, they don't know they have to have a blacksmith until they come here. Okay? If a guy has game, he still mess with women at work or just leave them despite having game. Oh, my God. I'm going to do this real quick. I'm going to time it. I want 30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to do this in 30 seconds. Let me see if I can do this in 30 seconds. Matter of fact, I'm going to challenge myself. I'm going to see if I can do this in 20 seconds. 20 seconds on the clock, okay? All right, everybody, get ready on your stopwatches. 20 seconds on the give me 20 seconds. Hold on. 20 seconds on the clock. Give me 20 seconds on the clock. Okay, ready? You ready? I'm gonna try to answer this in 20 seconds. On your mark, set. See, the thing about a man who has game doesn't have to talk to a woman at work. What he does is he positions himself with the woman at work and starts to hang out with the woman. Once the woman gets at work, she begins to sell him to the guy. But he must first find a group of women that go to happy hour. So then they can spread rumors to the woman, to all the women in the thing. And what happens is a lot of guys will ask questions about women and stuff or ask questions about you to return things back to other women. God damn it, I got 5 seconds to go. So what happens is you don't have to get the woman at the job. You get her friends first. Once you fuck her friends, she's going to be mad. And, oh, fuck, I didn't do it. Almost did it. Almost did it. I tried 20 seconds. I tried to do it in 20 seconds. I tried to do it in 20 seconds. All right. There you go. See, now. Now you're understanding. Williams J., you got to not listen, but hear information. I didn't say it wasn't good to read books, but the depth of game that this young man just told you, read books if you don't have a blacksmith. If you don't have a blacksmith, then you're wasting your fucking time. That's it. Let me see if I can get your message, your email. Yeah, I got it right now, G. Hold on a second. Let me grab this motherfucker. All right, so let me grab it. All right, let me grab it, my brother. And we're going to post it. We'll grab and post it for the guys. I don't have my glasses on, so I'm going to have to read from here. But, gentlemen, all right, I appreciate this. I give you props, brother. Why are you spreading the secrets of the game? I'm not spreading the secrets of the game. This is not spreading any secrets. If you are a student of the game, you are worthy of the information, so it's not spreading. It's giving it to those that are worthy of the information. So if you think this is game, then you don't understand game at all, because I'm not spreading anything. When you become a student of the game, you will get laced with game. All right, so let me go ahead and post this, guys. We're going to look at this together, and we're going to break it down. Here we go. Guys, I hope y'all can see that. And if you can't see it, I will read it to you word for word, line by line, bar for bar. Okay, so he's saying, I should be free. Okay, the chick is saying in the blue, I should be free Wednesday or Thursday. Thursday works for me. When was the last time you – oh, my fucking God, loss. Oh, my. If you were adventurous, do you have to ask her, has she done anything adventurous when she should be having an adventure with you? So that is strike one. So you're already showing her that you have no bedroom skills. You don't have a mouthpiece. You can't make her wet. You can't make her smile, blush, laugh, think, react. This is bad, but let's keep going. I appreciate it, though, but I will critique it. I give you credit for doing it, but goddamn, this is fucking, you've already failed with that question. Then she said, HM went on a nature walk about a month ago, and that changed. All right. I like that. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Me and you are going to go for an eventful nature adventure together. You're going to wear a cute little sundress and comfortable shoes. And I'm going to text you a time and place Wednesday and Thursday. we're going to enjoy each other's company and have a good time. She didn't say anything. Then you double texted her. Then you doubled. All right, listen. Because what you said was so weak, she didn't say anything to you. Let me give you an example of Tyler. God, let me grab Tyler's shit that he has new. I just want to give you a quick example of when you say something to a woman, she is going to reply because of how excited she is hearing from you, okay? So let me give you an example. Well, let me finish up saying what you're saying to wrap it up. I'll grab the other one. But the last thing you said, actually, I made a mistake in planning. It's going to be 60-something on Thursday. I don't want you to freeze your ass off, LOL, so wear something cute. My God, this is terrible. This is, she should not, if I was her, I would tell you that I can't go out with you because my mother got captured by Bigfoot and Sasquatch, and I've got to help her escape from Thanos or some shit. Man, that's not any game. But as you can see where game is right here with one of my students at a game, you see what he just said. He didn't say any. You remember I told you indirect game that they see? Look what he said. Look what he did. He just said 4 p.m. on Monday. And what did she say when he said 4 p.m. on Monday? See, that's game right there. And that's what y'all guys don't understand. She said, ooh, that looks delightful, but nothing compared to the company I look so forward to enjoying. And it gets a kissy face. See, you didn't get that. I must tell you about the blank porn. I don't know what that is. And you must tell me more about this Halloween invitation. So do you see the difference, my friend, when you have game versus when you don't have game? When you're just saying some shit because you're throwing something against the wall or something. So that's there lies a problem, brother. But you, No. I'm not going to roast you. I think it was admirable that you did that. I give you props, sir. I'm not going to knock you. No, this is not me to knock you. You're not. I'm not going to call you. I think that was awesome what you did. You just, it was all wrong. It was just all wrong because you never led her anywhere, okay? You never led her anywhere. You said, what is a blacksmith to reading books? Okay. Williams, the blacksmith towards reading books is the same way. Let me give you an example. It's an easy answer. Guys, I'm going to open up. Starting Tuesday night, I will have my whiteboard up. I think I got to get one of my pieces. Let me show you, brother. All right, brother. When you were in kindergarten, okay, or first grade, your teacher showed you, oh, shit, sorry. Your teacher showed you what is a letter A, okay? But how your teacher showed you to blacksmith yourself, he taught you to start taking your crayon or your marker or something and trace the letter A. You see what I'm saying? You had to trace it, okay? Meaning, okay, between this and this, you interpreted the letter A in your mind where your blacksmith formed this letter A through your mind where it was ingrained in your core. That's why I talk about numbers and letters, because it was ingrained. And then that was door number one. Door number two was when he said, well, this is the letter A. A starts with apple or alligator and just words that started with A to get you to understand what the letter A was. So then you got your blacksmith to connect the A to those words. Then from that, he gave you something, maybe a, he maybe, and the next thing they had like apples and things like that, supplies. You know, you remember you had a circle which started with an A. You would see an apple, a banana, and an orange, or maybe. So you know the apple started with A, so you would circle the apple. See that? That's how your blacksmith was working. Then your teacher would tell you that, okay, now that you understand the A, well, let's talk about the phonics of A. The sound of A is an A sound. So then you had to learn that. So what I'm saying is that you should always take information and forge it to your mind. That's where it's going to stick. But if you're just reading shit like that, this is why y'all get caught up in guys reading shit like women do with romance novels. Y'all read stuff, but you put it down. How many books do you have on confidence or fear or whatever you're trying to learn? How many books do you have on it? Why isn't that one book enough? Because you read information. You don't listen to information and force the information to get clarity and understanding for yourself. That's all. Let's keep going. Okay. It's not bad that he's telling her what he wants to do, but he's not making it to a point where it's enticing her, where you're enticing her with your words. I love the fact that he told her to wear a skirt, but I don't like the fact that he told her wear something cute, because he could have easily said wear something a little more, something to keep you a little less cold. I'm going to make sure I'm going to keep you warm. See that? See, he could have went with, instead, because he's told her to wear a dress. So he said it's going to be 60 out there. So that was cool that he said what he said, but she never replied to what he said. So he kind of double texted her. But if he was cool with it, he would let her know that I'm going to warm you up. So that's the thought process. So if I'm going to warm her up, what am I going to say that's so smooth that I can use the weather to warm her up, to connect both things and show her why I'm a smooth talker? Because I'm going to warm her up. So you can wear something, but don't worry, I'm going to keep you warmed up by being with me. Leading isn't asking her out. No, okay. No. The problem is you're asking her out. This is what you should have done, all right? Russ, you know I got to use your Russ. All right, so on Thursday, I'm going to a cool jazz bar by the name of the Dangerous Russ. And it's a cool jazz bar, and it's on the corner of My Dick on Your Forehead and My Balls in Your Mouth. It's a very cool jazz bar. And what I love so much about the jazz bar is not only the intimate area, but also the cheese board and the wine and also the band. The band, you got to meet them. It's called the Well Band. And they got this song, but it's not just a song. I would love for you to accompany me. And if the leader of the band, Freelance, is there, I'd be happy to introduce him to you. You see, I'm not going to ask you out. I'm going to ask you to accompany me, because whether you go with me or not, I'm still fucking going, because I'm going to places where women are going to be anyway. So it doesn't matter if I'm not going to ask you out. I'm not going to ask you out, okay? All right? I just answer your question. Let's see here. Next one. Yeah. Okay, Foxy. Thank you. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I don't have anybody named Foxy in my thing. There's no Fox in there. And I don't have no product called Flavor. I don't know what that is. Lance, send an email to themanmindset@gmail.com. I don't have no product called Flavor. Well said, Unc. Getting the info to your core to understand. Yeah, yeah. You're just scanning. When you're reading a book, you're just reading the words. You're not. The words need to be for so you can have. You should be reading things to help build your mind up to have more clarity. But you don't blindly read or just read shit, basically. Let's keep going. Mike ain't working tonight. Yeah, he got Freelance Ronan. Yeah, Mike fucking tonight. So Freelance Ronan is taking the new band because you so cold in your. Hey, Russ, your restaurant is so cold. You got different acts every night at the Dangerous Russ. So yeah, so that's yeah. Yeah, Public Enemy, exactly. But no, what I'm saying to you guys out there, and this is important about the game, is that this is why being indirect is such a bad thing. But this is why talking and expressing yourself is so important in all of this, because